Hour two of the Blitz starting right now. Live here on Fan Run Radio, live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. We're live in your Fan Run Radio app. That app free wherever you get your apps. And we're also live in the Fan Run Radio web browser and that Twitter live video feed. Streaming as well over on the station Twitter account if you want to watch along at home. That being said, well, I guess, actually, with that being said, I'm the guy that clicks the button today. Let's get hour two started with a little bit of an opening drive. First down. Well, MLB free agency finally heating up. It had been a minute. It had taken some time. It had been a slow start, but probably while you're out on the barbs over the weekend, you didn't even notice it. That's kind of what happened to us. Jacob DeGrom over the weekend signed a 5-year deal with the Texas Rangers. The Mets, though, did a pretty good job replacing him. Immediately replaced the best pitcher in baseball with the reigning AL Cy Young winner, as Justin Verlander signed a 2-year deal with the New York Mets. It's a crazy 1-2. A 1-2 that's now reunited as Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander together at the top of the rotation once again. Pretty crazy, though, that you're just able to replace Jacob DeGrom with Justin Verlander. Also signing yesterday, an 11-year deal.
Big one.
Full no-trade forgot how clause. Thank you. I forgot how the English language works there for a second. I've been learning too much German, I guess. But yeah, a full no-trade clause, an 11-year deal, just a massive contract for a guy that's turning 30. Honestly, I would even maybe go out a limb and call it a bad contract. But one of the best players, if not the best in shortstops in baseball, Trey Turner signing an 11-year deal with the Phillies. That is a loaded roster.
Man, yeah, knew he was going to go there. I mean, that was where he wanted to go.
It seemed like it. The wives of him and Bryce Harper, great friends. You knew he wanted to get back east. Just, it sucks, man. It sucks as a Nationals fan. We're going to be so bad. And every team in our division. I mean, like, the Marlins also not good, but they also just have a Cy Young winner. The other three teams are just all building super teams.
Super teams, yeah.
Like, legitimate super teams.
No, they are. NL East, man. Scary.
Hey, we had a big signing this free agency period.
Yeah,
too.
Who'd you get?
We signed an infielder.
Awesome.
Jameer Candelario.
Okay.
From the Detroit Tigers.
It's not bad. Not a bad move.
He led all of baseball with 42 doubles in 2021.
Let's
go. So some are saying we might have a super team of our own.
I think so. Pair him up with
if we just ignore how awful he was in last year and remember how many doubles he had in 2021.
He hit a lot of doubles. A
lot of doubles.
And that's what matters.
And he'll either start at third or first. Yippee.
Yeah, he's filling gaps.
But free agency underway. You also had Jose Abreu sign with the.
That just doesn't seem fair, does it?
Doesn't seem right. Yeah,
doesn't
he signed
seem right.
The Astros.
Doesn't seem
and,
right.
And Zach Eflin signing with the Rays.
Shout out.
Their biggest signing, I think, in a while.
Ever. They don't usually do that.
And
they?
Zach Eflin, not even that huge of a name.
No.
It's just an organization's biggest signing ever.
Yeah. They just don't
to go
sign
be their
a lot
like
of big names,
starting
yeah.
pitcher four.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a good farm system, and they like that.
Second down?
Second down. Last night, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers somehow won a football game. Fourth quarter comeback as well. Tom Brady officially setting a record for 44 career fourth quarter comebacks. I believe that passed Peyton Manning's record. They were down by the Saints, 16-3 at one point. And then two touchdown passes later, they beat the Saints 17-16. Or he passed Peyton Manning for most career fourth quarter comebacks in the NFL with 44. So, yeah, he officially did pass Peyton Manning. In the last seconds, found a little Rashad White. Got into the goal line with like 8 seconds left. Good little last second drive. Bucks got their first sweep over the Saints. Kind of got the Saints off their back. New Orleans had kind of been dominating Tom Brady and the Bucks, but now they've swept them this season.
This Allen's a joke, man.
I don't get it.
Why do they keep playing Andy Dalton?
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't really get. I don't get the Saints. I don't get that whole division.
No,
it's yucky.
It's yucky. Yeah.
So yucky. Are the Bucks are now 6-6, and are going to be hosting a home playoff game?
Yeah, I mean
that
pretty much locked up the division.
Against the Cowboys. The Cowboys are going to have to go to Tampa Bay and, of course, beat Tom Brady, which
Andy,
is
Andy, I'm
going to
be honest. You're
going to
lose that game.
They are going to lose that game. No, Tom Brady is going to beat the Cowboys in the playoffs. The Cowboys don't beat Tom Brady. It's just...
No, yeah, you're going to lose that
game. Going to lose that game.
I'm sorry.
And
that's
I
how
hate
it
that this is the scenario that's been...
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, we're going to lose to the Bengals.
Yeah, it makes me feel a little bit better.
I guess at least like we won't have to lose to the Bengals on Nickelodeon.
You know... Don't say that.
Gotta jinx myself.
You will. You might.
It's tradition.
And Ryan Tannehill is
going to
win the MVP.
If Ryan Tannehill wins the MVP and has like a similar performance to his game against Cincinnati last year in the playoffs, that would be enough to put me over the edge.
Who do the Eagles? Let's look at the Eagles are going to lose three more. I'm not worried.
Who do they play?
Giants, Super Bowl champs.
Loss. Obviously.
Bears. Justin Fields is going to go crazy.
He's been doing that football.
Then they play the Cowboys. That's a
that's
must
three
win.
In a row.
And then the Saints.
Four in a row.
James and then the Giants Winston. Again.
Five in a row.
Yeah.
They're finishing 11-6.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It's not a good year.
I think they might finish behind the Giants.
Yeah, it's going to be the Giants going to Tampa Bay instead.
It'll be the Giants hosting a playoff game.
No.
The entire NFC East loses out.
No.
Even though it's not possible.
It's very frustrating that the Cowboys are going to have to play on the road, even though they are like the second best team in the NFC.
Third down. This one's going to take a minute, but I've been wanting to talk about this story for a while, and now... Yesterday, a bunch more information came out. So
I think I know what you're going to talk about.
This has been a crazy story that's been happening in New Mexico.
Yeah.
That no one has really talked about, which I've kind of been keeping up with it from the start.
Sounds like you're breaking this news right now. Are you breaking this
I'm
news?
I'm not. I mean, it came out. But like I've been keeping up with this from the start. It's been very interesting to watch. But like yesterday, national media kind of started to pick it up as more details came out. So last month, there was a shooting that occurred on New Mexico University's campus. A couple months prior to that shooting, there was a fight at a New Mexico State and New Mexico football game. The fight involved at least one basketball player from New Mexico State. As fans, I guess, that students, athletes, whatever else that had played basketball had gone to that game. And there was a massive fight. People were bloodied. You know, people were escorted out. Not good. Not good by any means. And apparently stemming from that fight, there were some people that were pretty angry at New Mexico State forward Mike Peake. Mike Peake is the subject here from an athletics perspective of this investigation. So Mike Peake now indefinitely suspended yesterday as more details have emerged. But fast forward to a month later, there was a shooting, right? So that shooting, well, turns out it was Mike Peake, the New Mexico State forward, the basketball player. He had the night before a New Mexico State basketball game, he had snuck out of the team hotel past curfew at 3 in the morning to go meet up with a girl that he wanted to have relations with. What he did not know is that that girl was being used and was in on it as a setup for three dudes that were involved in the fight at the football game a month earlier to jump Mike Peake. So Peake shows up to meet this girl. He's at the dorm rooms. And these three guys show up. One of them hits him in the back of the leg with a baseball bat. And then they, you know, go to try to start to shoot him. Mike Peake takes off. Mike Peake has a gun on him. He turns around and shoots one of the guys that shot at him. Mike Peake initially got shot at the leg, shot in the leg, and then he turns around and shoots the guy that shot him, kills him. So someone dies. The other two initially flee the scene, as does the girl that helped lure him there. They've later now connected all of these details. But so now, you know, like Peake shot someone. It was in self-defense, but he was also, you know, sneaking out past curfew. He also had a gun on him. He brought a gun on a team trip. So, like, he knew that something was going to go down here. But what came out yesterday, New Mexico State basketball players and coaches skipped town. Like, they just got out. The coaches were, you know, tried to help basically kind of cover up what happened. They were told that they were part of an investigation. And the coaches basically said, nah, let's get out of here. And they left despite being told by law enforcement not to. As a result, a detective had to speed down the interstate with the lights on, chase down and pull over the team bus, as they also had evidence on board. Eventually, state police found the gun that was used to shoot the assailant with an assistant coach. This assistant coach was at an Albuquerque hotel. He also had a tablet on the bus and the cell phone that belonged Mike Peake, and that was in the hands of a university administrator. The coaches initially said they didn't know where the gun was, but it's now also being claimed by law enforcement that, you know, the coaches were involved in covering this up, hence having the tablet, hence having the cell phone, and hence a coach not being with the team, but instead being at an Albuquerque hotel where they found a gun hidden and wrapped up in a towel. Don't know what's going to come out of this.
Nothing good.
But this is an absolutely wild story. I know that took a while. I said it was going to.
No, that's a crazy one.
Peake again has been suspended. Like that basketball game got canceled, obviously. The men
got out of town.
The girl and the men have been charged. The guy that hit him with the baseball bat got charged. The girl that lured him there has been charged.
Man.
But, yeah, police even went to, after the shooting, Peake is seen on video getting into a yellow Camaro where he meets three of his teammates. They put items into the trunk and they speed off. So he fled the scene, basically. And police also went to question the three players. New Mexico State head coach Greg Hare said he didn't know where the gun was, said he needed to check with his athletic director to see if his players were allowed to speak to police. And the police were like, yeah, you can't do that. Like, we're the police. And he tried to, to avoid detectives being able to talk to his players. He also tried to claim that he didn't know Peake that well because he had only been on the team for 7 months. There are 15 players on a basketball
team. Yeah, I don't know if that works. That's wild.
I feel like
one thing just kind of led to another and it just starts spiraling and they're like, we're just going to continue with this spiral, you know? Let's just keep going.
I mean, to try to put this simply, there is a fight between New Mexico and New Mexico State, presumably athletes or students at a football game. We know at least one New Mexico State basketball player.
It's wild
player,
on
Mike
like
Peake.
Eight different counts. There's eight little. There's right. like so many factors.
It's wild that
like,
there was that
this
massive
did not
fight.
Have to get out.
It's
get
wild
to this.
That this beef carried on for an entire month. So a month later, New Mexico State was scheduled to head to New Mexico for a basketball game. A girl tries to lure the same player that beat up a couple guys
That's
from
wild.
New Mexico. She does successfully lure him at 3 a.m. out of the team hotel, and that's when he gets jumped, fires back, and kills a guy in self-defense, and then flees the scene with three of his teammates, and then the teammates refuse to talk to the police, and the coaches try to help cover it up.
You know, unfortunately, like, this guy would have gotten in trouble and probably kicked off the team anyways, but like if he had just like not fled...
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. How much trouble can he really get in? Like
self-defense?
He got jumped and shot. Like, I guess the only thing that, like, he did wrong in this situation was, like, bringing a gun on a team trip and sneaking out past curfew.
No, the whole thing probably would have still gotten him kicked off the team.
Well, he's suspended indefinitely. I say free Mike Peek.
I mean, it's that's crazy. That's not what you want happening with your basketball program.
I don't know what's
going to
happen, though. I mean, we haven't really heard.
I assume some coaches are probably not going to continue.
I think that, like, maybe all the coaches might not continue.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty hefty.
Very, very serious.
I mean, I just, I fully cannot believe it. Fully cannot believe it. But, yeah, I mean, as all this was coming out last night, New Mexico State was playing. Like, all these players involved were playing.
Against, like, a team from Canada. Like a Division II team.
Some bye game against an NAIA school. Which, by the way, New Mexico State, perennial conference winner, perennial tournament team, and they're undefeated this year. Undefeated. They've had a couple nice wins, and I think they were like 27th in the net rankings that came out yesterday. So a weird turn of events there. We're over time, though. We will catch a break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll head over to the Big Orange Philly phone lines. Stay with us here on the Blitz.
Make the big play with MVP Money Tools.
I'm a soccer 0-0 kind of guy.
You're not a nil-nil guy? Why not?
Same reason I don't call it football. It's soccer and zero in my world.
Football.
But still 0-0 in the 67th minute. Morocco's had some really high danger chances. Spain has had a couple too. Spain's kind of, I think, controlled possession a little bit better. They have a lot of passes. A lot of passes, like 300 more passes than Morocco. What over the Big Orange Philly phone lines, though? Matthew waiting patiently. We'll take a call from Matthew. Oh, wait, let me turn you on. There we go. Matthew, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, buddy. Happy Tuesday, fellas. How we doing today?
Can't complain. I mean, well, I can't complain about Hendon Hooker not being a Heisman finalist, but other than that, can't complain.
I can complain when you lose a fantasy matchup by 2 points.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know, yesterday, this is not why I called in, but I wanted to ask this, and I guess it got overlooked. But do you guys, if you had the choice, but would you rather attend a college game of your choice or an NFL game of your choice?
I would say a college game just because, like, you can get bigger games in college. I think at least with the teams I root for, too, college games probably more expensive. So, like, from a price perspective, I think college makes more sense. But I just think the atmosphere in a big-time college football game is unmatched. So I would go college.
I'd go NFL. I don't ever get to go to a lot of NFL games. I feel like I go to more college. So I'd go NFL. I mean, if you're making me choose between, like, the Super Bowl and the college football championship game, I'm going to the Super Bowl.
If the Cowboys were in the Super Bowl and the Vols were in the championship, you could only go to one. You're going to watch the Cowboys in the Super Bowl because I'm watching the Vols in the championship.
I mean, that's different. I'm just saying, like, in general, like, take your teams out of it.
Oh, just like in general? Then, I would probably go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Did you choose the NFL, Matthew?
Yeah, honestly, I think I'd go NFL just off of what I experienced. And I know Andy's just getting, you know, rock hard at the thoughts of Jerry World again. But it's just something about going to an NFL game that you've never been to, whether that's the Terrible Towels in Pittsburgh or Arrowhead at Kansas City. I've been to a lot of different college games. I mean, it's specifically around, you know, playing in the SEC. But even here in living in Texas, I've had the opportunity to see a couple of Big 12 games as well. So I'd probably go NFL, but to that point, guys, this is really fascinating. I know we're a Tennessee Volunteer Radio Network, but the Deion Sanders to Colorado story, I know y'all have already talked about it enough, but his choosing for that program and that school at this time is just, it's really interesting, I think, for two reasons. One, can Deion be Deion at the D1 level? I think we all know that Deion Sanders is a great former player. He's a great coach from the HCBU level, but can Deion be Deion at the next level? And what I mean by that is, can Deion sell to these kids, hey, I can get you to the NFL, I can also coach you up, and you can still sell your NIL deals. You can still sell your brand of football, because I'll be interested to see if he can do that. Because if you remember correctly, now I'm not saying this is bad here, but I get the feeling some schools will be hesitant to see if he can actually do it at the next level, because I actually like the fit of Colorado. You'll have UCLA and USC leaving soon, which means it will essentially just be Oregon and Colorado, or, I mean, really just the Pac-12 will be open to Oregon at that point. So that'll be really interesting, but I want to know, in y'all's opinion, I'll let y'all kind of talk about this some more and I'll hang up and listen, but can Coach Sanders come in there from day one and compete right away? Because I do think – I'll be interested to hear you guys' thoughts on how his speech went. I know y'all probably already talked about it, but the Louis comment about bringing in his son, whether that was foul or fair when he hasn't even played a D1 snap, I thought was really interesting. And if he pulls any of the HCBU stuff where him and that coach got into it, do y'all remember that, by the way? It was actually really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, who's SWAC, right? That whole
conversation. Yeah, who is SWAC if I'm not SWAC? Look, I'm all about selling your brand. And who knows? He may be the next great, great Vol coach. I don't know. But it's going to be interesting, guys, because in the college level, like, Nick Saban does not make it about himself. Urban Meyer doesn't make it about himself. He sells his program. And right now, I genuinely do think Dion is selling Dion and not Colorado. And I'll be interested to see how he does that and how he handles that coming into the next level. Hey, love the show, Charlie. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Hey, you too, Matthew. Always appreciate talking to you. Glad you brought up Dion, though, at Colorado. I did want to talk about that. I mean, there's just a couple elements. You know, you brought up some good points. First of all, it is interesting to think back to that, like, SWAC conversation, because they almost were kind of right. Like, who's SWAC now? I mean, Dion was SWAC then. You know, he brought a lot of attention. He did a lot of good for that conference. He, you know, did a lot of good for that school. But, like, now he's just going to ditch that program, send them backwards, and, like, take all the players with him. I think that is a little bit funny. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Like, that's the trade-off. Like, Jackson State knew what the trade-off was when they brought in Dion Sanders. And I'm sure if you ask anyone there, unequivocally, 100% worth it.
Yeah.
Like, it is interesting, though, like, that's what happens to Jackson State now. Like, hey, all your team's long gone and your coach is gone, and you're back to normal, I guess. But
yeah,
at Colorado, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if he can be a good head coach or not, because, you know, I think certainly there's a lot of intrigue. It's a big personality, and he is kind of his own brand. And in a way, you want to kind of intertwine both the brand of Colorado and the brand of Deion Sanders and kind of create this new brand, I guess. But at Jackson State, he was coaching with a pretty severe talent gap, because he was able to recruit players to the SWAC that other schools weren't able to, just off of, you know, the name and the personality of Deion Sanders. But at the Pac-12, you know, at Colorado, his first year, regardless of what he does to the portal, that roster was so bad. At 1-11, he's going to be coaching at a disadvantage from a talent perspective. Like, most of the teams that he plays in the Pac-12 next year are going to be as talented or more talented, and more of them more talented. So it'll take a little bit. I wonder if he can survive a couple years of losing and rebuilding and still be able to keep the momentum in recruiting, and if he'll still be able to sell that program and sell him as a coach. It's an interesting gamble, but for a school like Colorado, who also appears pretty ready to commit, you know, the money necessary to do this thing, for a school like Colorado, you know, it seems to be a hire that makes sense. It's worth the risk. I don't know. I don't know if I think he'll be successful or not, honestly. I kind of lean no.
I don't know. It's just like, yeah, it's too hard to tell. I think I expected this, like, a program just to say, why not? Like, let's give it a try. Like, yeah, he's Dion, and he's not going to do it like Nick Saban. Like, you're getting Dion, you're not getting Nick Saban. He's going to do it a different way. And that's, like, you know, it can work. That's not to say, like, if you don't do things like Josh Heupel, if you don't do things like Nick Saban, then it's not going to work. Because that's not true. But there is, like, a formula that does tend to work sometimes. But, you know, Dion has his own way, and It has certainly brought some very high-level recruits to Jackson State. So you feel like if he can
you know, work his magic there at some sense, then he should be able to at least slowly get a pretty good, you know, roster going at this Colorado. But yeah, the competition is going to be so much harder. I mean, you're going to be playing, you're going to be competing with USC, Lincoln Riley. Like it's going to be a much different feel for sure. But at the same time, like, yeah, you bring on Dion, you're going to expect him to come in and do these things. Like he's going to come in and say, hey, I'm bringing my guys with me. That's what'd you expect? Like,
I don't know. I think the one thing that with Dion, the question that, you know, that's kind of there now is, okay, so he gets his guys in, like Dion gets his guys, whatever else. But if he gets his guys in there, it's not like at Jackson State where his guys are going to be so much better than everyone else. Like,
yeah,
his guys in a good recruiting class is just being as talented as Oregon, like being as talented as USC, being as talented as UCLA or Utah. And when you're as talented, can you still win? Can you still coach? And that'll be the main question with Dion. Like, that'll just be the wait and see. I don't know. The only other comment I kind of have on this situation is I get where he was coming from. I get that's the nature, that's the business of college football, especially when you're taking over a 1-11 team. But some of the comments that he made in that, you know, opening conversation with his team, I think could have been put better.
Probably.
Instead of just basically saying, like, I'm bringing my own luggage, like, you know, I'm replacing all of you guys. I think it could have been put in a way that's like, hey.
It probably could have.
Like, hey, you guys just went 1-11. That's not acceptable. Like, there's going to be changes made. And I'll just tell you straight up, you know, I'm going to bring in a bunch of different talent from the portal. Like, I'm going to bring in a lot of players, and, like, those guys are going to compete directly with you and, you know, could even have a leg up for those jobs. So if
he
I were you, if you want to
said that,
you want to stick around and compete, then let's get it. You know, let's turn this thing around. And if you don't, you want to hit the portal, I respect that decision, but this is what we're going to be doing. I think there's a better way to put that, I don't know. I feel like he kind of got off on the wrong foot with the entirety of your roster a little bit.
Maybe
he
made
him
mad
say,
for a reason. You know, maybe they get mad about it.
Right.
And they
but
play
I don't know. I just
know.
Feel like you kind of to say that directly to your team. I feel
yeah.
Like
no,
can,
it is.
Can
it's definitely like a bold
ruffle some feathers and
for sure. But like
I mean,
ultimately, like I feel like he has that intention. I'm going to come in here and sledgehammer this whole thing and make it from scratch.
I think you got to be careful though, and I don't know if he's doing it the right way.
He might not be.
Because no matter how good of a recruiter you are.
They won one game.
Right, but like no matter how good of a recruiter you are, whatever else, if you still are going to need, when you're a new coach, the buy-in from the upper class, the buy-in from those seniors.
Yeah.
Like you're going to need them to help transition that program.
But I feel like that'll come.
That head coaching spot, like you're going to need them
I feel like
to be leaders and to buy in to get the rest of the program kind of in on it.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen after that conversation at the start. Like it's going to take some time. At the end of the day, he's Deion Sanders. And
I just kind of think he started off on the wrong foot already.
He might have. But I think it'll improve. Because I feel like, I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking, if they're frustrated, if that's what that relationship's going to be like, but I feel like at the end he's going to bring at least a lot more excitement to this program that hasn't been there in a while. That, you know, that can be a brand that you can sell, like Boulder, Colorado, cool town. I've never been there, but it feels like a cool town. I mean, Pac-12, you've got much more of a selling point now, and you got Dion making it his thing. I don't know. I feel like it can work. Maybe not to the degree of we're winning the Pac-12, but can do good.
Yeah, I mean, I think it could certainly work out. And again, I think it's a risk absolutely worth being taken. I don't know. There's definitely some questions that will be answered, and maybe it works out for Colorado, maybe it doesn't, but certainly a respectable risk. But we'll catch a break here. More next here on The Blitz. Back here on The Blitz. And Spain, Morocco still tied. 0-0, 84 minutes to go.
Thriller.
We're in the 80, really the 85th minute now.
Thriller here this morning.
Who's going to win this game?
You know, I've got a weird feeling that somehow, after Spain has dominated the possession the entire time, Morocco's just somehow going to win.
I would like to see Morocco win.
Here we go. It's going to happen right here.
Oh, cross, head, still alive, turnaround shot. No good.
Wow. Almost did happen right there.
That would have been a crazy call.
That would have been huge.
I have a six-team parlay that comes down to Spain. But I don't know if it means in regulation.
Yeah, did you figure that out yesterday?
No.
It didn't matter.
Didn't matter. Yeah, we had some great games yesterday, actually. You want to give us your
really
World Cup update?
Yeah, World Cup update.
All right, ready? Hold on.
Yeah, wait.
Stalling.
Come on.
There it is.
Oh, so keep playing the whole time? Oh, this is a long one.
It's a short one.
Oh. Whoa, okay, that one was different. That was a fun one.
It was a short one. Oh, Morocco's going crazy right now.
Morocco is going crazy. Let's go. Yeah, World Cup. Man, they are going crazy, aren't they?
I want to go to Morocco.
Morocco
is actually a beautiful country.
Yeah, no, that is a destination. Like, I want to go there, too.
I heard it's very romantic.
Really?
Yeah.
Even more so than other places?
Yeah, like specifically Morocco. Like Morocco and romance go hand in hand.
Should
like,
I look? Let's
peanut butter and ladies.
Oh, Morocco. Let me look at an image of Morocco. Oh, it does look very, very lush.
Maybe a honeymoon spot.
All I know is I feel like when people go to Morocco, they end up in the desert somewhere, like riding those camels, you know?
Is that Morocco? I feel like that's not Morocco.
I think that is Morocco. Morocco does look very beautiful. Would love to go there. But yeah, the World Cup yesterday.
You told me about that. I'm just going to look at pictures of Morocco now.
Round of 16, Croatia and Japan. Quite the battle it was. Both these teams scored goals in the regulation 90 minutes. Went to extra time. Nothing could be decided. We had our first PKs of the FIFA World Cup. Finally, shout out.
Oh, this place is beautiful.
Yeah, very, very pretty, isn't it?
Wow.
And they might win a soccer game today, so congrats.
They're going to the World Cup.
They might just. So, yeah, PKs, Croatia, man. Their keeper went crazy. They won PKs. Japan, what an effort. Japan beat Germany and Spain, and they almost beat the runners-up from 4 years ago, Croatia. So Japan had a really good showing in this World Cup. So good job from Japan. Croatia advances. South Korea then went head-to-head with Brazil. Brazil's the favorite in this tournament, by the way. And they looked like it yesterday. It just sincerely dominated the entire way through. They won 4-1, but they scored four goals in the first 36 minutes, and I think they were like, all right, we're just going to chill now. They were dancing. Richarlison scored a goal, then went over to his manager, and they did the little signature dance together. They're like doing their little bird peck.
That's what it is, just a little bird peck?
And then Lucas Paqueta, he's a notorious – look up Lucas Paqueta if you get the chance. He's a notorious dancer. He scores a goal, then always does just a really cool dance. He did that again.
Can you give me a spelling?
Paqueta. Paqueta.
All right, I'm looking
this
at
this one was like, he's just always doing a nice little dance, you know? And it always just looks great.
Paqueta dance. Oh, this is a nice little jig.
Yeah, he's just always hitting a nice little
I saw at one point some guy just like volleyed it with the back of his heel like up over his head, just like around a player yesterday, just messing around almost.
Yeah, that was Vinicius Jr.
Paqueta dances like I do.
Yeah. No, like it's great for the rest
like,
of us.
I think I'm just watching a video of like me at the bar on a Friday night.
But he looks a lot cooler doing it than
I don't think so.
Than I would look.
Yeah, you better not say than I would look.
No, I'm not going to speak for you, but I'm going to speak for myself. I couldn't look this cool doing it.
I don't even, I mean, it's just like a little, like,
It's just
a little like knee wobble, like arms up and down, side to side
kind of
guy.
But it looks cool,
I guess. So basically in the World Cup, what, we had a bunch of craziness and a bunch of upsets and a bunch of this and a bunch of that, only for the cream to kind of rise to the top in the round of 16.
Yep.
And
the best
all
of
the
powers
best. Got through.
Yep. Pretty much. It's how it always works, you know?
Do we even have, like, are we even going to get one scrappy underdog?
Well,
in the quarterfinals,
it all
like
comes down
to Morocco,
comes down to Morocco,
maybe Switzerland.
In Switzerland, yeah.
Switzerland, not like the biggest underdog, but they have Xhaka, right?
They have Granit Xhaka, yes. Ooh.
Shaq.
Shaqiri.
Yep.
Jordan Shaqiri.
All right. I like those guys. I can get behind
they are
Switzerland.
Cool. They are cool. But Portugal, I like Portugal too, in a way. I mean, Ronaldo. There's a chance Ronaldo and Messi could be in the final together. I don't think it'll happen, but there's a chance.
Ronaldo's overrated, I say, as someone that watches soccer sparingly. It's Pinaldo.
We're in the 90th minute here, and there's been no resolution.
No resolution?
Yeah.
Well, can we get a resolution?
I don't know.
5 minutes of added time, and then we get extra time, and then we get penalties?
Yep.
And extra time goes to the 125th minute, correct?
100, yeah, they add on 30 more minutes, so 120.
120, okay. When do the quarterfinals get going?
It starts on Friday. Friday is the start of the quarterfinals.
So you won't be here Friday, but me and Sam get a game to watch?
You get Croatia and Brazil. That's a fun one, yeah.
Okay.
Really fun one. Croatia and Brazil.
Can mess with that.
Yep. And then later today, Netherlands, Argentina.
And then that'll be the last game that we get during the show.
Until we get the semifinals on Tuesday.
Those are 2 p.m., it looks like.
We get a third place. It's on Saturday. Yeah,
Can we do a Sunday show just so it's during the World Cup final?
Yeah, no, we have to do that. World Cup final's at 10 a.m. That's unfortunate.
I'm going to be golfing.
10 a.m.
I have a tee time.
Why did they make it at 10 and not 2?
I don't know, but I have a tee time.
10 a.m.
I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, that's tough.
Man. Good World Cup update. Who are you picking today's game?
Who am I picking here?
Yeah,
I told you, your life's on
the line with this prediction.
Oh, man. Okay, well, if my life's on the line, I'm going to go Spain and Portugal. I think it's going to be like the world wants that to happen, right?
You got Spain and Portugal? Fair enough.
My life might be in danger right
now.
My life might be in danger.
Oh, Hungary! Morocco, not Hungary. Oops. I guess I... what are you going to do?
Way off.
I mean, I don't really know where that came from.
Way off. No indication that this would ever be Hungary.
Maybe I'm just hungry. Either way, we're catching a break. Best bet to wrap up the show on the other side.
Champagne punch and homemade eggnog. Little sister brought her new boyfriend.
Alrighty, wrapping up the show with a little best bet. It's my favorite Christmas song. I like the Robert Earl Keane version better, but Merry Christmas from the family. You're making faces like you don't like
not
that
familiar,
song.
Not familiar.
It's a good song. You should listen to it.
Send it.
I just said it out loud.
No,
Merry Christmas
send it,
from
send
the family.
It to me. Yeah, send it to me.
All right, I'll send it to you. Fine.
We'll add it in the rotation.
Okay. Wrap it up the show like we always do with a little best bet. First, though, I want to tell you, one of the things that I love about betting on the NFL is that I'm always finding new players or game props that I like. And, you know, what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine those props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Got some big games coming up this weekend. The Titans hosting the Jags. Titans trying to get back right. Lost two in a row for one of the first times under Mike Vrabel. They're going to get right. They're going to get Derrick Henry. I think you're going to see D. Hember kick off on Sunday. I would take his over. I would go Derrick Henry rushing over. Derrick Henry 2+ touchdowns. Titans money line. But, man, same game parlays. They're just one of the reasons that I bet with FanDuel. I also love their live betting. It's an easy place to bet fast during a game. If you see a trend live you like, and plus, all my friends use FanDuel. My friends love betting on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's America's number one sportsbook. Why wouldn't they? Not only that, you get odds boosts and specials every day, and
get some big super boosts each weekend around the biggest local and national matchups. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet, so lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code BLITZ for your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Again, that's promo code BLITZ. Make every moment full more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789. So we got extra time, or added time, pardon me. No, extra time. Extra time in Morocco and Spain. Now let's get your best bet from the night.
My best bet? What's going on in the NBA world, Charlie? What do you think's going on?
Someone's going over, right?
What do you think's going on?
I think someone's going over.
Yeah, I think so. Pistons and Heat tonight.
Mm.
Pistons have won six games.
The battle of the Blitz.
That's right. This is an important one. Eyes better be glued on it tonight. Over-under's only 220.5.
Heat coming off of a back-to-back.
The Pistons have lost four of their last five. So
it really sounds like you didn't pick a great over.
I think we picked a really good over.
Amen.
So, Pistons and Heat.
Pistons and Heat over, you said 220.5?
Yeah.
Lock it in. Lock it in. I'm going over to college basketball tonight. I'm going to take Maryland on the road as a 1.5-point dog. I'm going to take them to go to Wisconsin and win outright. I think they stay undefeated and set up a really, really fun matchup this weekend with the Vols. But, hey, that'll do it for us today. We'll see you same time, same place tomorrow. We'll do Tuesday draft, Wednesday edition tomorrow. Sam Beard will hopefully be back in the building. But for Charlie Collier, for Andy Brock, hey, this has been The Blitz. We'll see you again tomorrow. Talk Sports, John Reed. They're up next. Stay locked in to FanRun Radio. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.